Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Okay, so much to talk about this morning. First of all, do you have a question you'd like to ask? Would you like to connect with a loved one on the other side? Please call in now, 858-365-5593. I'm really honored and excited to be here today. There is a special energy in the air. I don't know if you guys felt this weekend, but I definitely did. There was a full moon eclipse and just a lot of stuff going on everywhere that is changing the schematics or dynamics of what we are going through on this plane. Now, I say everybody's moving, okay? Everybody is moving. Either you're moving forward, you're moving backwards, or you're moving in stillness. Now, moving in stillness means you're not changing anything. You're just running through a loop. As the days go by, you go, the same thing keeps happening. I keep meeting the same type of guy. I keep getting the same type of coworkers. I keep getting, you know, it's like my life is on a cycle and it's repeating. That's moving in being stuck, okay? If you're moving forward, you notice your frequency or your vibration is raising. You might be moving up in things, and that's the direction everybody wants to be in. And if you're moving backwards, you know, they say the worse it gets, the worse it gets. You have one thing bad happen, and then from there it just is a downward slide. How do you turn that around? How do you, you know, if you're moving upward, you want to keep moving upward, or forward, you want to keep moving forward. How do you take that downward slide or that stuck and unstick it? There are so many different amazing healing modalities out there that can help you with that. I do a number of them myself. I do a clearing process. I do a energy healing. I do hypnosis. And, you know, there is nothing more powerful than being you, being in that place you want to be in, being empowered and confident. Once you're in that place, your entire life is free to move forward and you are free to be who you want to be. Now, I'm going to go to the very first caller. I love taking callers. It's why I do this. So 856. Hello, 856. How are you today?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Who's calling?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, I hope you have a new question today.
Well, I just want to know what you see for me going forward, making a move, getting out of this apartment I need to move forward with my life, and I feel like I'm stagnated right now.
Oh, isn't that just what I was just talking about? That's so amazing, right? That they brought that message must have been at least partially for you, right? Because that's what they were talking about. This is it exactly. Sometimes we get into a position and nothing is working out. And when that happens, it could be time to change your location. Now, sometimes people say, I can't move. Why not? Excuse me. Why can't you move? Within 3 months, you are going to be relocating. This is going to be a very powerful move for you. It is going to come rather quickly. I would start packing stuff now. The things you don't use, I would start packing them now. You are definitely relocating. And you're actually moving out of the city that you're in right now, and you're going to be going to a new location, a new city. And you know what? You are even, I don't know if this makes sense to you, one of your options, not your only option, but one of your options is going to be able to go cross country. So it won't even be in the same state that you're in right now. It will be a new state. I feel like it is cross country. I feel like it's a little bit south. I don't feel like you're going west, like to California or anything. I feel like you're going, you're going to be going south, and you're going to be going over just a little bit, but this is definitely across state lines. I think it's 2 or 3 states that you'll be going across. Now, I don't know if that makes sense to you right now, but it will when this comes in. And it is for work. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't make sense yet. So that means I guess I haven't come across the job yet.
Right. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, our angels and guides work in mysterious ways. And of course, if you haven't heard about this yet, if you haven't looked in that area, of course, it's not going to make sense. You know, I don't think you're going to be right on the coast. You might, but I do know you're going south. Or they're showing me a map, and they're showing the arrow going downward, which is always south. And
is that
over,
maybe North Carolina, but, maybe? Because that's south of where I'm at.
I hear a yes on that. I hear that's affirmative. Is that about 3 states down from you?
Yeah, I think it is. It's rough. I'd have to look at the map.
Okay, yeah, me too. You know, I always joke with everything. You know, my sister just booked a cruise for Cozumel, and I'm going with them, and I said, I was on the cruise line looking, I'm like, I can't find Cozumel. All I see is Mexico. She's like, that is Cozumel. I'm like, okay, I took geography twice. Maybe I needed to take it a third time.
Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, those states are in there. And
okay.
Then North Carolina, South Carolina.
I feel like this is a pretty decent jump, and I feel like it is one of the Carolinas. You're going to be out of that East Coast feel. If you choose, you can stay up in that East Coast. That's a choice. You can make that. But I'm going to tell you, sweetie, there's going to be an amazing, just quite a remarkable opportunity for you in one of the Carolinas. And this is going to start a new chapter in your life. And I always refer to our lives as books or chapters, right? So we have one book that has all these chapters in it when we start a new job, when we meet a new man, when we do this. But sometimes we start the next part of our trilogy, the next book in our trilogy. This move could take you to your next book where you start everything afresh, everything anew. You let go of all this dogmatic energy that you've been kind of, I don't want to use the word sulking, but they are, or soaking in. They're saying you are going to have magnificent luck and timing if you make this move. I really am going to ask you to. Now, in the past, you've called in about work, and I'm going to ask you to take the opportunity to look in those areas, these new areas for work, if you are ready to relocate that far.
I'm ready.
Now,
I'm ready.
Yeah, good, good. Well, they wouldn't be bringing it up if you weren't, although sometimes I get people that say to me, I can't go, and I'm like, okay, well then, you know, this is going to be your option. Now, you're going to have three options coming in. They're using the term within a week, but I like to be safe and say within a month, but I truly feel like this is going to be coming in within a week, okay? You are going to be experiencing at least one of these opportunities within a week. And I want you to really, really look at what's available in the new areas. And it's going to go very, very quickly, very quickly. I hope
when you say one of the opportunities within a week, Tony, is that the one in the Carolinas, or is that a different, like closer to home?
You know what? I heard a yes on that. Now, I know you haven't applied to anything there, but it might be that you find it within a week, and then within a month, you're it's solid and you're ready. This move is going to happen very, very quickly. Okay. So from beginning to end, from the time you find this position to the time you get into it, it's going to be very fast-paced. Everything is going to be, let's get ready, get set, go. And you are going to be really happy with the move and the new pace on life and just the way everything feels. And that's what's most important to us, how things feel.
Yeah.
So, They're really encouraging you. You can look in other areas in the East Coast, no matter what you're relocating, okay? You're going to be relocating no matter what. You're going to be making a move. The energy where you are, it's not the best energy for you. So you can...
I hear you.
You can move to another city in your area, or you can move to a whole other state. Now, they're really saying this move downward or south is going to be so good for every part of you, especially, you know, that romantic part of you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know what? We get so busy trying to, you know, get through the day and find the work and do the stuff that we totally do. We forget about, oh, what about romance? What about a partner? Mm-hmm. So that this move is really going to bring some really powerful new energy in for you. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
So they want you to know that. So please start looking, and then let me, you know, call me back and let me know what you find, and keep me posted on where you end up and how long it takes you to get from here to there, because I feel like within 3 months, this is, given the fact that you get online, start looking, and I feel like you can even work with a recruiter there, and you'll get even better results. And given the fact that you're diligent about this, I feel like you are going to have magnificent results. And within 3 months, it should all be said and done, and you should be in your new location.
So April or May, we're talking, basically.
Given the fact that you do everything you're supposed to, you should be in your new location, settled in, walking on a beach.
Oh my God!
Okay.
I love that.
Me too. I absolutely do love that. I think that's amazing, and I think you'll really get on it. You have some new inspiration, some new energy. Please, reach out to a recruiter and see what pops for you in that area. You may even find a company that pays for your relocation.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So get with a recruiter that specializes in the type of work you want to do in the Carolinas, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day, and I look forward – thank you for calling in today, and I look forward to hearing from you in about a couple of weeks, letting me know what your progress is, okay?
Okay, well, thanks, Tanya. I really
appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too, and I appreciate you too, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. If you want more information on me, you can go to my website, tonig.info, tonyg.info. The next caller is caller area code 860. How are you?
Hi, Tony.
Hello?
This is Amla.
Hi.
How are you, Tony?
Hi, Amla. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice and sunny today, so that brightens your day, literally.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. So how can I help you today, Amla?
Yes, I was wondering... You told me, this was like, I think a few months ago, you said I would be in a relationship by March, and I'm wondering if you see me with this R person that I met, or is it somebody else by March?
Okay, I instantly hear new, so somebody else is coming in, and I feel like they are coming in February, which is the month we're in, and I feel like... I don't feel like it's this person because they're saying somebody new. I feel like you already know some of the, I don't want to say problems with this R person, but you know, you would like the search to be done and over, but you kind of feel like, is this really it?
Yes, I know.
I can totally, I'm picking up on that. The thing is, there's a person coming in. Again, I'm getting, within this month, somebody's going to come in, and I'm hearing Valentine's. So right around that time, pay extra special attention to who's looking at you, who you're looking at, and if there are any events, get up and go. I cannot stress this enough. You need to be out and about as much as you can during the month of February. You really need to be looking around and looking cute and smiling wherever you go. Shoulders back, confident walk. Men love a confident.
Yes.
When we look confident, everybody loves that. But, you know, if we're slouched over, Those predatorial men are looking at us. If we're confident, those confident men are looking at us. So important for us to know, you know. So when we feel good, those who feel good, their vibration clicks with ours is another way to say it. So get out and about. And I'm going to tell you this, but if it's not the case, don't let it be a deal breaker. I'm sensing, or I keep seeing the letter M. So maybe this person's name has an M, and if it doesn't, that's okay. But you're going to know when you meet him. You're going to know it. So just know that that's
I was just wondering, do you think you can just... Can you describe this person by any chance, or completely gonna? I have a feeling the way you're talking, it's gonna be completely blindsiding me, like out of the
Maybe it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to take you by surprise. You know.
Yes.
So I would describe the person for you, but I really am horrible at describing people, even loved ones that are passed on. I only get two or three characteristics. I'm like, well, I'm seeing this and I'm seeing this. I hope it makes sense to you. But it's not a good, a sketch artist would not be able to draw the person from my description. That's what I can say. But what I will tell you is this person is going to come in and they are using the take you by surprise. So don't, you don't have to be looking, you know, like going out, like stalking every, you know, glaring at every person. But you, do need to be, you definitely need to be out and about and enjoying yourself and having fun. Plan a girls' night if you can. And I feel like you are going to meet this person unexpectedly, which you are supposed to. And it's going to be a great and interesting journey for you with this person. I do feel like they are coming in February. It is early February, but you do need to be out and about and enjoying yourself. And don't be afraid to go online. I know that we like to meet people organically, but there's something with an online connection with this person. I'm not saying it's an online dating service, but there's something online there's an online connection with this person, whether it be dating or one of the many social media venues. There's something with an online connection with this person, okay?
Well, it's interesting, Tony, that you said that because that's what this R person is. It's long story short, but I met somebody in Halloween, and it was an R name, and I went to go look him up on Facebook, and this person has the same name, and I ended up texting him via the social media thing, and he said he had the wrong person. And then we started talking only this past 2 weeks or something, and I haven't, you know, I don't really know him, but it's definitely a strong connection. So it's just interesting you said that. Fate and destiny or whatever things are meant to be happen in the funkiest ways, and I will be smiling all the way. I'm smiling already because even just the way it unfolded, I'm like, that's very odd. Very odd, but cool odd. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, there are no coincidences. And, here's what I'm going to tell you. Be very open and get out there and have fun.
Okay.
Excellent.
You see me meeting him this month, though, for sure.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I hear a solid yes on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
You are welcome. Love you too. Blessings to you. We are going to go directly to the next caller, who is 631. Hello, 631. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad that we got to talk. My name is Suzanne. I had two quick questions. My first one is I just got a bus monitor job, which I like, but I need more hours, so I'm looking into being a lunch monitor. I'm out of school now, subbing here and there. I just started the job Thursday, but I applied to two other places to be a lunch monitor, to sub lunch monitor. Do you see them coming or calling?
No, I think you need to reach out to another place. I think that
there's really not too many more that are close by. You know what I'm saying? I can't, because I got to get on the bus like by a certain time. I can't travel far.
Right. So what I'm getting is this might not happen as quickly as you'd like it to. It will happen, but it's going to take a little bit longer than you thought. There are some. Let me just do this. Clear this for her. We're going to start doing some clearing on you to open up a path that comes through a little bit more quickly, and be open to the position they're saying. Let the people you're applying to or submitting to know that you are open to any other position that you feel that they feel you might be qualified for, because they might have something else available that they would say, this would you can do this instead. So let them know that you're open to any other position that they may have for you.
Well, I can't do that right now because I just got the bus one. You see what I'm saying? If I kept the bus one, I can only do lunch monitor in the middle. I can't do aide or assist or anything full time because I just took, you know what I mean?
Right, but they might have something else within those hours that will still work.
No, they really don't. They just have lunch monitor.
Listen. Please, okay. Listen. Please. Sometimes, you know, we get stuck in something. We get stuck in an idea of something. And I can only give you the messages that I'm getting. And the message that I'm getting for you, and there's a very specific reason that they're giving you this particular this message. If this was not a possibility, they would not give you this message. So what they are saying is be open to other possibilities. Sometimes there are things that we don't even know about that come up, and then we're able to do that. But we might not know what that is or how that looks quite yet. So what they're saying is just be open to other possibilities and be open
okay.
to the fact that something might surprise you along the way. They are saying that. They're saying, you know, it might not look the way you think it's going to look, but it is definitely going to be there if you're open to the fact that it doesn't have to have this title or look this way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's weird. I have a strange inkling that maybe they're going to call me up and say, would you like to be an aide or an assistant or something?
And you never know when that time frame may be. Don't think, you know, just because it's looked this way in the past, it might not look that way in the future. So please be very, very open to whatever
okay.
they bring to you. Let them know this is your time frame, and I'm happy to fill anything within my time frame. Any position you have, I'm very happy to fill within my time frame. Now, I know you had a second question, and I only have a little bit of time left, so please give me that question quickly.
I'm going on a blind date tomorrow.
Okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. He's a nice guy, but there are some definite qualities or ideals that are very different, that differ very much between the two of you. Make sure you're asking the important questions, those things that are important to you, make sure they're in alignment with him and that you're both looking for the exact same thing. He is a nice guy, but I feel like the chemistry just might not click right away. And give him a second shot, but don't give him anything else. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and real quick, when do you see something different coming in then? Is it going to be days, months, weeks for the job?
You know, okay, I actually only have like a minute left.
Yeah,
so
I'm just saying, like, do I have
to
wait real long?
That. I would love to answer that, but why don't you hopefully call in next week and we can maybe answer that then, because I have to do my exit and everything right now, and
okay.
that's not
right.
a short answer, okay? Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so very much for calling in today. I'm really grateful I was able to talk with you. And I look forward to talking with you again in the near future.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. You've been listening to Messages from Above. I want to thank everybody that called in today. And if I didn't get to you today, please call in next Monday. The show goes from noon until 12:30 Central Time. I look so forward to next week's show. I want you to know that Messages from Above is past episodes are available on iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn, and on my website. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. Blessings and love. Have an absolutely amazing rest of your week.